This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time to start working for a democracy in Cuba. Is Ted Kennedy ready to turn the screws on Fidel Castro? In a moment, we'll face off and find out. Ted, Fidel Castro's communist dictatorship is on shaky ground. His policies have reaped an economic disaster for the Cuban people, who have long suffered the heel of his human rights abuses. That's why it's time for Uncle Sam to turn the economic screws on the Kremlin's favorite puppet. I've introduced a bill that takes the first step by imposing stiff trade restrictions on Cuba. My bill also puts a trade embargo on Angola, where Marxists supported by 40,000 Cuban soldiers have turned that African country into a nightmare of war and a famine. Ted, Democrats are already signing up on the Dole bill. Are you ready to drop the hammer on the Castro disasters in Cuba and in Africa?
Bob, we do need to do something about Castro in Cuba, but it doesn't help when you play Rip Van Winkle. You're 27 years behind the curve. Beginning with President Eisenhower in 1960, the United States, under both Republican and Democratic administrations, has tightened the screws on trade with Cuba. President Kennedy slapped on a total trade embargo in 1962. It's been in force ever since, and it's accomplished precisely zero. Castro turned to Moscow, and the Kremlin paid the going rate to preserve their puppet in the Caribbean. On Angola, Bob, your hyperactive right-wing knee is twitching, and your hypocrisy is showing. South Africa is the problem in Angola, and Cuban troops won't leave that country until the apartheid South African regime stops fomenting civil war against its neighbor. If you were as tough on racists in South Africa as you are on communists in Cuba, Bob, you'd have a creditable foreign policy. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on a new plan to provide health insurance for all workers and their families. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.